Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Thursday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Today we'll end our series based upon a CIO.com article by Isaac Sacolick, S-A-C-O-L-I-C-K, titled The Seven Sins of Digital Transformation. I have been working backwards, counting down 7, 6, 5, 4, and 3. Today we will talk about his number 2 and number 1, sins of digital transformation. Number 2 is a deep one. It's one that, when we think about it long enough, it makes 100% sense, but it's difficult for us to get there routinely. So here we go. Prioritizing everything while ignoring market trends and customer needs. Everybody's like, yeah, I get that, Jeffrey. But do you? Do we start transformations with this rigid view of market relevance, customer needs? Or do we look at how our stakeholders are using what we're delivering and amend that along the way, have an iterative approach? On this, Isaac has a very interesting sentence where he says, this deadly sin is using digital transformation as a calling to upgrade every legacy system and address it all accumulated technical debt. Let's just make wholesale sweeping changes. Well, that sounds great. Let's also remember that while we're going through that year or 2 year long effort to upgrade and get rid of technical debt, we're probably accumulating more technical debt by not doing it in an iterative fashion. And as Isaac says, and I think rightly so, CIOs can't prioritize everything. Not everything is number one urgency and importance. So CIOs must look beyond the technology risks, costs, security gaps, and inefficiencies to instead target investments that will deliver the most customer value and align with competitive trends. That sounds a lot like what we talk about often on this podcast, isn't it? I'm going to repeat it. CIOs cannot prioritize everything. Those of you in relationships, you know that you can't prioritize everything's not the most important. So we must look beyond all the gaps and all the shortcomings and prioritize our investments. Prioritize them based upon customer value, competitive trends, all of that sort of thing. Think about how the organizations that really, really took off at the beginning of the pandemic, they were able to identify what their customers needed, understand these trends, and say, how do we take advantage of this? We have finite budget. How do we take advantage? And one of the biggest digital transformation sins I see on the same path is when CIOs and other leaders try to tackle too much in a transformation. They try to do too much. Instead of saying, how do we do this well? They say, how can we do more? The whole goal should be, how do we do it well? Because some of the things that we have in that transformation may not be as urgent as we would like to think that they are. And lastly, number 1 on Isaac's list is focusing on the technology, not the business outcomes. That's a common refrain from those of us at Service Management Leadership. And he cites some Gartner research, and I want to make sure I read this correctly, just so you get a feel for it. According to a recent Gartner survey, the most critical digital transformation outcome is to excel at customer and employee experience. Unfortunately, the survey also finds that only 12% of CIs are ones who co-create these outcomes with their peers. So that's the CIO with the chief sales officer, the chief accounting officer. How does that CIO co-create value and give this plan of here's how we're going to help make your life better to all these different stakeholder groups? Only 12% do that. 1 in 8, roughly. So when we talk about digital transformation, we must de-emphasize the technology and emphasize these business outcomes. Yes, we in IT leadership, we love talking about our technology. We're like a car guy that's bragging about his car in the garage. But that car is only good for moving us from point A to point B. And I've had some nice cars over my years, but when they're broken down, when they are not creating the value, they don't have any more value to me than ones who are not near as nice. So we have to be thinking business outcomes. This is Jeffrey T. Fertiller. Thank you for joining us this Thursday. Stay tuned for next week, our last week of the year. We have some surprises to talk about. Please let me know how service management leadership can assist your organization, help you deliver better outcomes. Have an awesome rest of your week. Bye.